Okay, Naomi-sensei, first we have something called a magical wa. Now, a lot of times when you're speaking Japanese or listening to Japanese, you have to infer, as the speaker implies, a lot of things. So a lot of the times, what comes after wa is inferred by the listener, implied by the speaker. In this case, where? Where is your hometown? Or your hometown is where? Naomi-sensei, can we just break this down quickly? What do we have first?
Go.
Honorific prefix.
出身.
Hometown.
Wa.
A topic marking particle. So it's literally hometown. But of course, your and is makes it kind of conducive to English. Your hometown is. And the where is what the speaker implies and the listener infers. So if we look at the textbook example, here's how we would have it.
ご出身はどこですか?
Again, we have the first part that's the same. Honorific prefix plus hometown plus the topic marking particle, followed by
どこ?
Where?
This.
Close to the English is, finally,
か.
Question marking particle. Hometown, where is? Where is your hometown? But in today's conversation, that
どこですか?
Was inferred by the listener and implied when spoken. And we'll come into contact with this more and more, this nuance of a magical wa that you could just stop your sentence at wa, and whatever you really want to say comes after it. And it's really nice because it really helps you shorten your sentences.
例えば、お名前は何ですか?
What's your name?
Can be said, お名前は?
Your name?
お電話番号は何ですか?
What's your phone number?
お電話番号は?
Your phone number is? And this construction, it's interesting. At first when I started learning Japanese, I used this structure because I didn't know everything that came after it all the time.
Ah, you mean the interrogative words.
Yeah, it was a shortcut.
Mm.
Then when I got better, I wanted to put the interrogatives in there. But then when I got to a point where I could understand Japanese proficiently, I went back to this because actually Japanese people use this structure much more because it's faster, quicker.
そうですね. Actually, if you want to ask how many people are there in your family, you can just say, ご家族は?
Your family is?
そうですね. The 何人 is the counter for people, but even if you don't know the counter for people, you can still ask the question.
Two quick points here, one grammatical and one cultural. So when you use this structure, it's pretty common to find the honorific prefix attached to the noun, because without it, it could come across as rude. 名前は?
Ah, そうですね.
So your name? You see, you really want to make sure you, where appropriate, you get that honorific prefix. And two, you know, thinking about it now, like as we're going through this, and the reason I guess you don't put the interrogative in there, isn't it? It's a bit more vague, isn't it?
Mm. The more vague the sentences, the politer it is.
Yeah. So it's funny. I just kind of picked up on that now as we were kind of walking ourselves through it.